Yeah, they got a lot of, I mean, obviously a lot of great players, a lot of guys who can make shots. It's not going to be easy. It won't be an easy series, but I think we execute, you know, do the dirty work, you know, get all the 50-50 balls and just do what we've been doing all season to get to this point. I think we'll be in a good space.
That was Jalen Duren, who looked a little more Jalen Duren-esque.
Yes, sir.
Last night.
He did.
And that was really good to see because they needed him to step up in a big way. And he was, I mean, the connection, the chemistry that he and Cade have together,
yeah,
is something special.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they are, the way that they play together is pretty special. And he ended the night 11 points, 12 rebounds. A big part of their success last night.
And I think also that, you know, Cleveland thought that Cade was the only one who could beat them. So they would double team him a lot of times, you know, and try to keep him. I mean, he scored 23 last night, but the rest of the team came alive. You can clamp down on Cade, but you better make sure you clamp down on those others too.
Yeah, he was distributing the ball too. He had 7 assists on the night, which is absolutely huge. Eric Vincent's the Detroit Pistons reporter for ClutchPoints.com and rejoins us again this morning. E, good to have you back.
Yes, sir. Good to be here. How you guys doing?
We're well, and it's good to talk after a win. And the Pistons got it done yesterday, 111-101 over Cleveland. What was the key to their success, did you feel, last night?
We saw a good balance yesterday. Like you said, Jalen Duren had a bounce-back game, really came out the gate, did a good job getting a double-double with 11 points and 12 rebounds. And they had 6 different scorers not outside of Cade Cunningham, including Cade Cunningham, that finished in double figures. So we saw a lot last series of Cade and Tobias kind of carrying the water offensively. But a lot of guys showed up. Dennis Jenkins giving you 12 points off the bench. Even Asar Thompson with 11. I always say, like, cause a lot of fans will say, oh, all he has to do is play defense. He's too athletic and too skilled to just be only contributing on the defensive end. So when you had 11 from him, 19 from Duncan Robinson with some timely threes as well, and they did a good job of limiting the big scorers on the Cavaliers side and punishing their defense as well on the inside. I think the Pistons did a really good job of checking all the boxes to get that double-digit victory last night.
And, you know, let's talk about that moment, that 11-0 Cavs run, Eric. Game tie, crowd goes silent. You know, we've seen young teams just kind of fold there. Is that the kind of moment where you find out if a team has actually grown or just kind of been playing well?
It's definitely a sign of growth. I got to shout out my guy, Cody Davis, for the Detroit News. He asked J.B. Bickerstaff before the game, what are the benefits of playing a game 7, you know, being in elimination situations like that? He says these are the kind of moments that show you, you know, how you can respond to adversity. So if you can play basically 3 straight elimination games, you can be prepared for anything. So if your team that you're playing against is going on an 11-0 run, putting some pressure on you in the third quarter the way that they did, killed your double-digit drive or double-digit lead to bring the score down to, I think, damn near tie at one point, the Pistons did a good job of not, you know, panicking. They just played their game and they were able to still make things happen and then still finish up by double digits anyway by just playing together, sticking to their identity and not getting too pressured by the situation. Man,
I think defensively they played really well last night. Here's Tobias Harris on the defense.
I thought our defense was dialed in early in the game. You know, we just were in the moment of getting stops, getting plays offensively, figuring out ways that we can kind of get the mismatches we want, but just playing off of our, you know, off of our rhythm and our movement. And, you know, I thought overall we did a good job of attacking them and figuring out who we wanted to put in the plays and just finding our flow out there. So
12 steals, 3 blocks, 20 turnovers, in which they scored 31 points off of. Defensively, again, you go back to middle of season, that's exactly how
that's
they were playing.
They did, yeah.
I think what you want to see. That's Piston basketball, and basically everybody came and contributed too. We saw Ron Holland sighting. He came in and gave some energy, helped create some turnovers. Asar still doing his great play of a defender. And then Cade Cunningham, who I think does not get enough credit as a defender, stepping out, taking on the challenge of guarding James Harden on the open floor, got a steal against him, showing that he's not just an offensive engine. That's why I always call Cade a top 3, top 5 player, because a lot of people that they compare him to and put in the same conversation, They're really great on offense, but they don't shoulder the defensive load that Cade Cunningham has to deal with as well. So to see Cade, your superstar MVP caliber player, also contributing and giving that
effort. Yeah, getting down on the floor, scrapping for balls.
And absolutely. It means a lot to see that. So it was awesome to see that production from Cade to help out.
And, you know, he didn't have to go supernova scoring-wise, but his fingerprint's still all over the place. And to me, that's the version of Cade that makes Detroit even more dangerous.
That's what you want to see, exactly. If you have him, you know, trying to score 45 points, I mean, you can live with that, but it's good to see the balance as well. And he'd like to play that way as well. He's really good at getting his guys involved, even in the fourth quarter. He had three straight plays to Jalen Duren where that pick-and-roll action that we saw all season was back in effect, dropping off three straight dimes to him for a dunk to get JD active and to really set off LCA as well. It was impactful. It was really cool to see Kate getting everybody involved and to see the guys actually reward him with some good production on the offensive end too.
Pistons win 111-101. They take a one-series lead. Eric Vincent, always appreciate it. Thank you. We'll talk soon.
My pleasure, guys.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, pretty cool. Game two coming up tomorrow, 7 o'clock Prime Video.
And
got that.
You know, and once again, I was thinking about what you had talked about yesterday. Like, Dan Gilbert, how does he feel? Right?
I don't know. Look, it's fine. It's a fun little byline.
It's a fun little byline.
You know? Look, he has done tremendous things for the city of Detroit.
Absolutely,
no doubt. He has done a tremendous amount for the city of Cleveland.
Yes.
And I think that's what makes him a really special person because he's rejuvenated, you know, two areas that were kind of down.
Down. Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
Detroit, obviously, bankruptcy and all of
sure,
that. That
sure.
That's we don't need to
go
down
that
road
right.
again. But yeah, I mean, to see his influence, his fingerprints on this, I think it's fun.
And to have, you know, I mean, you're in Detroit, the
right.
Pistons are in the playoffs, your team that you own.
It's also not the first time this has happened,
no,
right?
Not.
I mean, they've met in the playoffs
sure.
before. It's really the first time recently where the Pistons have been good.
Yeah.
They snapped last night a 12-game losing streak to the Cleveland Cavaliers in the postseason. 12.
Yeah.
They lost 12 in a row.
And
so,
I think they say what the team, about 75% of the time, the team that wins the first game wins the series.
In the second round?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Look at you.
I'm just
over there smiling ear to ear. Hit the horn for Lloyd. There it is.
313, baby.
That's right. Coming up on the other side, gas prices remain high, coming down a little bit. We'll talk to Patrick Tahan at GasBuddy.com.